Welcome to Bible Insights with Wayne Conrad. God's Word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Today's topic, God's seal. Do you know what a seal is? Sometimes we may not be familiar with it, but often a seal is used to stamp official documents. It makes an impression on the paper, and it can't actually be wiped away. So it's sealed. And there are various ways in which things have been sealed. In ancient days, things were often sealed with a seal in wax that was placed on documents. And it was to mark that that document had been authored by this particular person, and the seal was not broken until the person it was intended to took it. It was broken beforehand, then he knew that someone has read it or has tampered with it. So a seal marks authenticity. It marks authority or genuineness. It attests genuineness of something. It also marks ownership. For instance, I have a seal that occasionally I use. I should always use it on my library book. So I stamp the book and it impresses in the paper and says this is the property of Wayne Conrad, or this belongs to the library of Wayne Conrad. So it's a mark of ownership. The seal includes in the idea of possession. It's also a mark of endurance, of permanence, and a security, a signal of security. And the Bible says that Christians are sealed by God. It's not talking about a future event. It's talking about a reality that occurs when they believe. And how do they believe? Well, they believe by the work and operation of the Holy Spirit who regenerates them, brings them to spiritual life. And thus, they immediately have within their hearts a repentance, a turning from sin, and an embracing of Jesus Christ by faith. They are born again. They are converted. And God's Holy Spirit has done that in their lives, and then he takes up possession in their spirits. God, the Holy Spirit, joins himself with our spirit so that we are made alive in Christ by the presence of the Holy Spirit himself. Now, this is the teaching of the Word of God. So the seal equals the Holy Spirit himself, who births us into God's kingdom, takes up residence in our spirits or hearts. And so let's listen to the Word of God where it tells us about these. These are wonderful scriptures that we should know. Ephesians 1:13 says the following. In him, that's in Jesus, you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of his glory. Do you hear that? We're sealed with the promised Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit himself is the seal, and he's our guarantee that we will be brought to our inheritance. We possess it now in earnest by the Spirit who lives within our heart. And he's the guarantee that we shall make it all the way to the fullness of the possession of our inheritance in Christ. In Ephesians 4:30, the same apostle writes, "Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption." Notice that God places his seal upon the hearts of those who believe in his Son, and they are sealed for the day of redemption. No one can break God's seal. It marks us as those who are belonging to God the Father through faith in the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's made a reality by the residence of the Holy Spirit himself in our lives. Listen to 2 Corinthians 1:21-22. "And it is God who establishes us with you in Christ, and has anointed us, and whom also he put his seal on us, and given us his Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee." We can't get any clearer than that. In talking about the resurrection of the future, The Apostle Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 5:5, "He who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who has given us the Spirit as a guarantee that we will be resurrected from the dead when Christ returns, and we shall enter into the inheritance of that eternal kingdom that God establishes in Christ here on the new earth." 2 Timothy 2:19, "But God's firm foundation stands bearing this seal. The Lord knows those who are His. And let everyone who names the name of the Lord depart from iniquity." As a result of God's sealing, we have the power of the Holy Spirit in us to turn from iniquity. That's our responsibility, and that's also our response. But God's firm foundation stands. The seal is the Lord knows who are His. How does He know them? He knows him by the presence of his Spirit within them. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was sealed by the Father through the Holy Spirit's anointing. Jesus himself attests to that in John 6:27 when he says, "Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you, for on him God the Father has set his seal." And this is what the apostles talked about in their sermons in Acts. For instance, on the day of Pentecost, Peter said, "Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with mighty works and wonders and signs that God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves know." Now, what was that seal on the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, we have to think about his baptism in the River Jordan. When he was baptized in obedience to the will of God, as he came up out of the water, the scripture says that the heavens parted, the Spirit of God came down as a dove-like figure upon his head and abode there, and the voice of the Father spoke from heaven, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And God the Father also attested to that, at least on two other occasions, in the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the seal is the Holy Spirit himself. It's not just an outward act. Now, we can have outward symbols of that seal, but the seal is the Holy Spirit himself, where God, through the Spirit, takes up residence in our hearts. This sealing, which is internal, does find a focus and an expression in believers' baptism that signifies our union with Jesus Christ's redemptive deeds that's applied to us by the Spirit's regeneration. And that's immediately expressed in repentance and faith in Christ Jesus. But it's the Spirit himself who comes to reside within us, who stays within us. That is our seal. That's God's seal. So it marks an internal reality. Ephesians 2:5 says, "Even when we were dead in our trespasses, God made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved." Well, how did he do it? He did that through the working of his Spirit. Titus 3:5 says, "But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life." And what is that mark? It's the residence of the Spirit within us. That is the Spirit of adoption. Listen to Galatians 4:6. "And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father." Or Paul writes in Romans 8:15, "For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received the Spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. If children, then heirs, heirs of God, and fellow heirs with Christ." So that's the mark of the Spirit. The Spirit himself is our seal. Romans 5:1, "And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, whom he has given unto us." So what's the evidence of the Spirit's residence within our lives? Well, there are a number of evidences, but the first evidence I think that the Scripture points to is love. It's the love that the Holy Spirit himself engenders in the hearts of believers to love God, to desire God, to love the Lord Jesus Christ, who becomes the object of our affection and the great treasure of our hearts. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to His great mercy, He's caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The presence of the Spirit within us is manifested in love for God, the treasuring of Jesus Christ, and a thirst for God's truth that's now revealed through His written word. We feed upon the word of God as the children of God. We're sealed by the Spirit, sealed by the Holy Spirit, because we belong to God, because the Spirit of God has come and made His residence within our lives. We are now being built up as living temples, and we are guaranteed that we will inherit the fullness of salvation at the return of Christ Himself. Christians are a secure people who have full assurance of faith through the Holy Spirit's work in our lives. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This has been